Totes dir maslo miskartai, lamata haisa. Background of the Gemara, to review, the Gemara had assumed that the kaporis, the top of the Aron Kodesh and the Mishkan and later the Mikdash, was a tefach thick. The Gemara is seeking a source for how we know that, because it doesn't state that explicitly in the Torah. And the Gemara, according to one opinion, said we learned it out from the Pachashev Kalin, the Kli that was the smallest height or thickness. So from there we would derive Sasim and Amaforish, the Arush Torah didn't explain, the case of the Kaporis from the Arush Torah did explain. So the minimum Kli, or part of a Kli, that we're able to discover that was the smallest size, namely a Tefach, was the Misgeres of the Shulchan. The Shulchan, of course, had four legs, and a tavla, or a some kind of tablet on top, the way most tables are made. And there was also Misgeres Tofach Saviv, of a Tefach. So the Gemara points out as follows. If the Misgeres was on top of the tavla, which is one opinion, which is called Misgarta L'mayla Haisa, so then it's no proof, because that is called Hechsher Kli, that's considered an adornment of the Kli, and therefore that wouldn't really be called part of the construction of the utensil proper, and therefore it would not serve as a valid source for the Kaporos, for the top of the Aron, in terms of being a Tefach, just as we cannot learn from the Tzitz, which was the plate, the golden plate on top of the Kohen's forehead, or on top of his head, as we'll see Mitzvah Hashem in the next Tosis, which is only two etzbos, only two fingers wide. You can't learn from a Hechsher Kli, from an adornment, you can only learn from a Kli itself. So, but if the Mizgeres was Lamata, which is going to be the main topic of Tosis, exactly spelling that out, so then it was below the tavla, the table part of the table. Simply speaking, attached to the legs. We'll see the opinion that Tosfos is going to bring from Rabbeinu Tam that it was attached to the bottom of the tavla, the tablet part of the table. So then, indeed, we have found our source that the minimum part of a kli, the thickness was a tefach, and from there we could extend it over to the kaporos. The Gemara in the end concludes that regardless of where the Misgeres was, whether it was below or above, we could still derive from it to the Kaporis, and we wouldn't learn it out from the Tzitz for reasons we don't have to go into now. So the topic of this rather involved Tzitzis is about Pshute Kliyetz, the status of wooden utensils that are flat, that don't have what we call Halach Kliyatoch, some kind of receptacle created by walls coming up. And the Tosis is going to describe that there are various contradictory sources as to whether Pshuti Kliyetz, at least under certain circumstances, are Mekabel Tuma, that they're susceptible to Tuma on a Torah level. Other sources imply that Pshuti Kliyetz, which are most sources, are not Mekabel Tuma at all. They're totally Tahor, regardless of what Tuma touches them. Totally impervious to Tuma, and then some sources that imply that certain Pshuti Kliyetz are Mekabel Tuma Derabanan. That's the primary discussion of Tosis. But tangentially, and that is the springboard to discussing it here on the Sukkah Daf Hamed Aleph, is the topic of the Misgeres of the Shulchan, which is very much a part of this discussion, and specifically Tosis begins, based on our Gemara, negating a certain understanding of Rabbeinu Tam as to how to resolve these Gemaras together, the Gemaras that describe Tuma Min HaTorah for Pshuta Kliyetz, and Tuma Derabanan for Pshuta Kliyetz, and Tuma, not at all, the total Tara for Pshuta Kliyetz, so Rabbeinu Tam at a certain shot, which is difficult with our Gemara. Once Tosis is already discussing the topic, he has to resolve the problems that motivated Rabbeinu Tam to say what he said, since he rejects Rabbeinu Tam's shot, and comes up with two different interpretations as to how to resolve those various Gemaras together. A review of some of the basic halachos of Tumas Kalim, of how various utensils made out of different materials become Tame or don't become Tame, is in order to more fully understand the dynamic of this Tosis. The Mishnayos and Masechta Kalim, both in Perek Beis and Perek Tesvav and elsewhere, explain that they're basically four kinds of utensils. The utensils that I'm not makabel tum at all, such as clay oven, which is not our topic in this tosis. There are utensils such as klicheres that are makabel tuma from the airspace, even if the object in question that's tummy doesn't actually touch the walls of the kli, if it's in the airspace, and are not makabel tuma, at least on a Torah level from the outside side. And those, once becoming tummy, cannot become Torah at all. Ein lehem tara b'mikva klal, ein tarasam el shirasam, you have to break it. There's no solution for their tuma. And then the third category of kelim, and a fourth category, which together are generally referred to as kli shetef, as Tosfos is going to talk about later, which are kelim that can become tar by immersing them in the mikveh or a paraduma water, etc., depending on how they became tame. And that includes kli eitz, wooden kelim, kli etzem, bone kelim, kli or, made out of leather, and kli mateches. But the difference between the third and the fourth category is the fourth category only being mateches of metal, and the third category being the kli etzem, kli eitz, and the kli or, is that concerning the third category of the kli eitz, etc., we require a toch, at least generally speaking, to become tomim and a torah, has to have some kind of inside, and pshute kli eitz, and the same with kli or, and the same with kli etzem, would be tahar. Again, there might be exceptions, as we're going to see in the Tosis, at least tahar on a Torah level. And pshute kli mateches are indeed tameh, or can become tameh, I should say, even on a Torah level. Furthermore, we have the concept of midras, or when someone sits, or stands, or lies on a particular kli, if it's normal for that kli to do those activities on, so that is makabel tuma, regardless of whether it's flat or has a receptacle, and regardless of whether it's made out of wood or metal. So we begin. Mashma mikan. The implication is from our Gemara, Dildidei lo hoisa mizgeres hechsher kli. As we mentioned earlier, if the mezgeres was lamata, which is the Diri Maslu Tosis, so then the Gemara, at least at first, considered that to be part of the kli, and therefore able to serve as a source of kapores to be a tefach. Mashma mikandul didei lo haisa mezgeres hechsher kli. It wasn't considered just an adornment of the kli, because if it would be an adornment, at least the way the Gemara initially has stated, we would not be able to derive from it, and if we would be able to derive from an adornment, we should be able to learn from the tzitz, which was only two etzbos. Shelo hoisa misgeres b'shulchan ela b'regel. The straightforward implication is that since it was not an adornment of the kli, that it wasn't attached at all to the shulchan, meaning to the tablet part of the table. The table, again, consisting of four legs and the tablet part. So it wasn't attached at all to the tablet part, el beregel. It was attached to the legs of the table. And since it was attached to the legs of the table, it's part of the structure of the kli and not part of the adornment or the hechsher of the kli. And as such, it could serve as a source for the thickness of the kaparis being a tefach. El beregel hoisa munachas berosha, that it was attached, literally lying on the top of the legs, the daf shulchan munachas aleha, and the daf, or that we're going to call the tablet or the tavla part of the shulchan, was placed on top of that, on top of the legs, which was also the top of that misgeret, of that frame, the strip that went from leg to leg. So that's the simple reading of our Gemara, that it was attached to the legs, and hence it was part of the structure of the shulchan, and not an adornment. Lo kemo shemeforesh Rabbein Tam, and this is not like Rabbein Tam explained, dilamanda omar lamata hoisa, that according to the one who holds that the mezgeres was below the tavla and not above the tavla, hoisa mechuberes nami b'shulchan. That even according to that approach, that it was below, it wasn't attached to the legs, it was attached to the tablet, but below the tablet, not above the tablet. Spell that out a little better. Again, the two opinions, that the misgeres was either above, lamala hoisa, or was below, lamata hoisa. According to Tosis themselves, not like Rabbeinu Tam, that's what they derive from our Gemara, I'm going to spell that out even more later, that above was attached to the tablet, above the tablet, and that's an ornament of sorts. And below means it's attached to the legs, not at all to the tablet. And that's not an ornament, that's part of the structure of the kli. According to Bein HaTam, either way, whether it's lamala lamata, it's attached to the tablet. But lamala means it's attached to the upper part of the tablet, and lamata means it's attached to the lower part of the tablet, which would mean, imagine something like an upside down shoebox that you're putting on four legs. So there was some kind of thickness that was below the flat part, and that snugly fit on top of the legs. But either way, it was attached to some kind of flat surface. This is Rabbeinu Tam's view, that it was either way, whether it was lamala lamata, attached to the table. What motivated Rabbeinu Tam to say that against the simple reading of saying it's lamata? Tosa continues about 7 lines down. Mishum dekashale, because the Bein HaTam had a kasha, and this causes us to enter into the world of pshutei kliyeitz, as we mentioned briefly in our introduction. Hada Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Perek Shtei Alechem. That which Rabbi Yochanan says in Perek Shtei Alechem and Menachos, Tavsari Vav and Beis, Lamanda Amar Lamata Isa, according to the opinion that the Mezgeres was underneath the tablet part of the Shulchan. So then, Tavla Misapeches Tmeya. What that implies is that, moving away from the Shulchan and the Mikdash, that any kind of tablet that one could use both sides, that it's flat on both sides, and simply speaking, flat on both sides, we'll see in a moment that Rabbeinu Tam doesn't learn that way, and it could be used on the top flat side, and it could be also used on the bottom flat side. So the Rabbi Yochanan makes a diuk that such a tablet that's able to be flipped, Tmeya, that it's Tmeya. Where does he get that it's Tmeya? How does he derive that from the Shulchan and the Mikdash? Because the Shulchan and the Mikdash is described in the Parashas dealing with the Mishkan as Shulchan HaTohar. It's a Shulchan that is Tohar. The implication is that it's capable and susceptible of theoretically becoming Tameh. The ones who make the Mishkan have to make sure that it's Tohar, but it theoretically could become Tameh. Now, how could it become Tameh? The Shulchan at first glance is what's called Pshutei Kli Eitz. And as we mentioned in our introduction, Pshutei Kli Eitz, the Mishnayos tell us in Masechta Kelim that Pshutei and Tahorim, that when they're straight, they're Tahor, and only Mekablehen, and only when they have a Tocha, they Tmein. So the Shulchan, presumably, by default, is flat, and therefore it shouldn't be Mekabel Tumah, but yet the Torah testifies, Shulchan HaTor, that it's capable of being Mekabel Tumah. So Rabbi Yochanan derives from here that if you hold the mezgeret, the frame surrounding it, the strips that were surrounding it were below, so that means that the tablet, the upper part of the table was flat, and it's pshutei kli eitz, simply speaking, and the Torah is still saying that it has the possibility of being mekabel tumah by calling it shulchan tohar, that has to be made tohar, implying that it could become tummy. So from here, Rabbi Yochanan derives that we have an example of a pshutei kli eitz that can become tummy. Again, to read inside, Laman Dama Lamata, so if the Mascaris was Lamata and that the tabla did not have a receptacle to it, Tabla Misapeches Tmeya, a tablet that could be used on both sides and flipped over, is tummy. So that directly implies that a Pshutei Kli Eitz, at least under certain circumstances, can indeed Mekabel Tumah, and on a Torah level, because the Torah says the Shulchan is made Torah, implying that it could be Mekabel Tumah on a Torah level. But that is directly contradicted by two other Gemaros, which directly either state or imply that there's no Tuman, at least on a Torah level, to Pshutei Kli Eitz. So Tosfos now proceeds to quote both Gemaros. Ufek Eilam Umin, in Bechoros Taf Lamech Esmer Aleph, Lo Mashkach Has Tumah Deraisa, La'ein Lo Toch, Bechli Shetef. The Gemara couldn't find a Tumah that's been a Torah concerning Kli Shetef. Kli Shetef is a reference to Kelim that have tar on the mikveh, that it can become tar through the mikveh, as opposed to kli cheres, and they become tamei. There's no tar at all, they have to be broken. Kli shetef are all the other kinds of kelim that can become tar. Sometimes when kli shetef is used, it includes metal kelim as well. In this particular context, we're talking about the subcategory of kli shetef for kelim that can become tar through the mikveh or paraduma, if it's tamei meis, that are not klima teches, because as we shall see in the continuum, klima teches min ha-Torah are mekabel tumah even when they're pashut, even when they're flat. So kli shetef, such as wood or leather or bone, that needs a toch, that need a toch in order to be mekabel tuma. So the Gemara in Bechoros directly implies that the only time that they can be mekabel tuma when they don't have a toch, when they're flat, is ela bahanach de chazel midrasos, those that are fit for midras. As we mentioned in our introduction, midras is again a term in Hilchas Tuma, dealing with the fact that people either sit or lie on it. And that's based on other psukim in the Torah, in Parashas Metzora, I believe, that kelim that are used to lie or sit on, so there it doesn't necessitate a toch. It doesn't have to have some kind of insight in order to be mekabel tumim in a Torah. Mishnayos say that anything that's fit for midras is also fit for tmei meis, meaning that just as if a tamei, such as a nida or a zov, lie on a, or sit on a wooden chair, so it's going to become tamei min a Torah. So if a dead mouse or a mace comes into contact with them, it'll also become tummy, even though it's flat. So the Gemara in Bechoros, again, was only able to discover pshute kliyetz, a utensil that's straight, that's made out of wood, that could be makabel tuma, at least on a Torah level, when it's roy for midras, or for lying, or for sitting. But it didn't discuss the idea of a tavla misapeches, of some kind of wide tablet that has the ability to be flipped and used on both sides. So we have a contradiction between the Rabbi Yochanan stance in Menachos that says that a tavla misapeches, deriving it from the Shulchan and the Mikdash, is mekabel tuma, even though it's flat, and the Gemara Bechoros that implies that flat kelim that you don't lie or sit on are not mekabel tuma. Another contradiction Rabbeinu Tam raises. So, refer kamoches habayis in Bava Basra, which is actually a quote from another Mishnah of Sechta Kalim, this time Ferek Tesvav, Mishnah Bet. Gabe Dav Shel Nachtomin. You have a board that's used by the bakers that they put the dough on. Some explain as it's rising or before they put it in the oven. So the specific example that the Gemara is dealing with there from the Mishnah and Kalim is where you take a board and you attach it to the wall. And the broader discussion, as we'll discuss a little later and more at length, is machlokes between Rabbi Eliezer and the Rabbanan. Rabbi Eliezer maintains that a daf shel nachtomim that's attached to the wall is tahar, and the Chachamim maintain that it's tamei. And that machlokes revolves around whether or not, when we take a tolush, something detached, to what extent do we say then you attach it, it loses its status as a kli, and it becomes like part of the ground, and hence not susceptible to tuma. And that has also other implications in halacha, when a tolush, something detached, is considered no longer a tolush because it's being attached to the ground, and halachically becomes like karka. So simply speaking, Rabbi Eliezer is of the approach that it does become like karka, it does become like ground, because ground can't be makabel tuma, and that's why Rabbi Eliezer holds that it's not makabel tuma, and the Chacham holds that it doesn't become like ground just because it's Tolosh el b'sof chibro, it's detached and becomes attached, doesn't necessarily lose its status, and therefore it is tummy. So, after a bit of discussion, the Gemara concludes that that particular example, or that particular ukimta, explaining the Mishnah is dealing with a board of wood, so the Gemara says, continuing the Tosis Maskina, we conclude, Shani pshutik li'eitz derabanan, that a flat board of wood is only tummy derabanan. And since it's only Tami Darabanan, so even if you should insist that Rabbi Eliezer holds that detached things can not necessarily become considered like karka, like ground, just because they're attached, but since we start out with Tumas Kliyetz, that's Pashut, that's straight, being only Tami Darabanan, so on a rabbinic level, Rabbi Eliezer's Mekel, that loses its status of Tuma, of susceptibility to Tuma when it's attached to the ground. What emerges, though, is that that line of the Gemara that says quite clearly that Pshuti Kliyetz is only a Tumah Derabanan. So what emerges then is we have two Gemaras that directly imply that regular Pshuti Kliyetz are certainly not Makabel Tumah Min HaTorah, seemingly under any circumstances, except in the case of Midras, where they're roid to lie on, but in the ordinary case, they're not Makabel Tumah Min HaTorah at all, and maximum, they're only Makabel Tumah Derabanan, which directly contradicts Rabbi Yochanan, who states that if the Misgeres would be Lamata, then a Tavla Misapeches, which is a flat Kliyetz, is Makabel Tumah Min HaTorah. So, Rabbeinu Tam attempts an answer, and he rejects, It's not logical to say that those two Gemaras go. Tosis refers to the Gemara of Basra primarily, but the parallel Tosis of Menachah says referring to both Gemaras. That those two Gemaras are going with the approach that the Mesgeres was up above. And as we said earlier, if the Mesgeres were up above, so it is the equivalent of what's called a base kibul. It has a receptacle, because if the frame went above the tablet, so then there is some kind of toch, there is some kind of inside. And as the Gemara Menachas points out, that according to that Manda Omar, it's not so clear that a tavla misapeches is mekabel tumah, because you have no source from the Shulchan and the Mikdash. So what's the proposed answer? That Rabbi Yochanan himself notes that there's a machlokis where the Mesgeres was below or above. If the Mesgeres were below, so then we have a proof that a tavla misapeches, this flat cleates, presumably a flat cleates, is mekabel tumah min haTorah. If the Mesgeres was lamala and had a toch, so then that's the reason why the Shulchan is mekabel tumah, because it has an inside, and you have no proof that a flat kli, such as a tavla misapeches, is mekabel tumah. So if that's the case, you could answer those two Gemaras, so Bukharis and Bava Basra, that assume that a pshuta cleates are not mekabel tumah, by saying that's going, according to the Manda Amar, that the Mesgeres is lamala, that the Shulchan's frame was up above, and therefore had a toch, and therefore all pshuta cleates are not mekabel tumah at all, at least on a Torah level. That would be one simple answer. Now let's see Rabbeinu Tam's dechia to that proposed answer, why he thinks it's wrong. Again, inside, it's not logical to say that those two Gemaras are going dafka according to the Manda Omar that Lamai Lahoisa. And now Rabbeinu Tam spells out what his objection to that is. As we mentioned earlier, the Gemara Menachis says that according to the one who holds that the Mesgeres was Lamala, it's not as if the Tavla Misapeches is totally scot-free and totally tor, it's a doubt. If the Mesgeres was Lamata, so then you can prove conclusively from the Shulchan that a Tavla Misapeches is Tomei Min haTorah. But if the Mesgeres was Lamala, then you don't have a proof from the Shulchan that a Tavla Misapeches is Mekabel Tumah Min haTorah. But you don't have a proof, the opposite. So therefore, Tavla Misapeches, Tiboy, that the status of a Tavla that flips, and you can use both sides, will be a query, and we don't know. An unresolved query wouldn't have a proof from the Shulchan. So if that's the case, it's a Suffolk Doraisa. It's a Suffolk Min haTorah, whether a Tavla Misapeches is Mekabel Tumah or not Mekabel Tumah. So how could the Gemaras, both in Bukharis and Bava Basra, assume that there's certainly no Tumah Min haTorah, maximum Tumah D'Rabbanan? This is Rabbeinu Tam's setup that is going to force him into a certain pshat concerning the Manda Omer that Mesgeres Lamata, because it doesn't work out with those two Gemaras, and he points out that you can't hide behind saying that those two Gemaras follow the Manda Omer that Mesgeres Lamala, because it still leads to Suffolk. Tos continues. Again, first word in line Tavla, last word in line Mitoch. Mitoch kacha yadochek Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam gave somewhat of a forced answer. The Laman the Amar Miskarta Lamata, I saw that according to the one who says that the frame was underneath, Hayala base kibul milamata. It was actually a toch, but it was flipped. It was an upside down toch. Vahainu misapeches. And that's exactly what the word misapeches means. It's a mystery. Why do we speak about a tavla misapeches that flips? Why can't we just speak about a tavla? Every flat surface, obviously, you can use on both sides. So what does misapeches mean? So Rabbeinu Tam explains, Shem hoisa misapeches, that if you flipped it, it would be some kind of chiddush, hoyala beis kibul milamala. And if you flipped it, so then you would be able to, it would have a receptacle via the frame that was attached to the bottom side. And that's why it's Tomei Tfei Mishar Pshuta Kliyetz, and that's why it's more Tomei Min haTorah than other Pshuta Kliyetz, which are not Tomei at all, or maximum Tomei D'Rabbanan. So again, as we mentioned earlier, according to Rabbeinu Tam, based on this whole kasha that all the Balei Tosfos has, where Rabbeinu Tam's resolution was as follows, that both according to the one who holds the Maskeres was up top. And according to one holds, the Maskeres was up below. But either way, it was attached to the Tavla portion. And therefore, there was a Toch. Either there was a Toch above, or there was a Toch below, which if you took off the top of the table, again, imagine the case of an upside-down shoebox, and you pried it off the legs, and then you flipped it, now you would have a Toch. Either way, so how does that answer all the kashas? Because what Rabbi Natan is saying is that Rabbi Yochanan in Menuchos, who says that if the Misgeres was Lamato, then we have an absolute proof that a Tavla Misapeches is Mekabel Tumim in a Torah. And if the Misgeres was Lamala, then it's a suffix whether a Tavla Misapeches is Mekabel Tumim in a Torah. So Rabbi Natan points out that what Rabbi Yochanan means by saying that it's Tumim in a Torah, certainly, according to the one who has the holes, the Misgeres is Lamata, that's because it has a Toch, not like the simple reading of the Gemara, that if the Misgeres were Lamata, so then the tablet part of the table is just a regular pshuti kliyetz. No, it's a fancy kliyetz with a kli kibul, or with a toch, with a base kibul. Because even though the table as it is flat on top, but if you lift it up and then you flip it, so then it is makabel tumah. And that's exactly what gives it tumah, the chiddush being, that even though the toch is underneath, but since you could flip it and create a toch up top, it's makabel tumah, which is exactly the term, Tavla Misapeches. If that's the case, so then regardless of whether the Misgeres is above or below, the whole Yisod, the foundation of the Tumas HaShulchan, which again we derive from the phrase Shulchan Atar, implying that it's susceptible to Tumah, is based on the fact that it is just an example of a Kli Kibul. It has a receptacle, it has a Toch. If that's the case, no surprise that the Gemara in Bukharis and the Gemara in Bava Basra both strongly imply that there are no pshute kliyetz that are makabel tumim in a Torah. Ah, the shulchan? Shulchan was a kli kibul. This was Rabbi Natan's brilliant answer to resolve all of these difficulties. So that's what Tosis now attacks. Vizeh, the middle of the line, pshute kliyetz, vizeh. Vizeh lo yitochen. This cannot be. Kidemucha chocho. As is evident here. As we mentioned earlier, the Gemara directly states here that if the Misgeres were Lamata, it's called part of the Kli and not a Hechsher. But according to Ben Atam, if it's attached to the Tavla part of the Shulchan, so then if theoretically you would lift it up and flip it, then it would be a Kli Kibul and it would serve as some kind of adornment, some kind of Tachshit, or Kishut, to adorn the table. So it wouldn't be called part of the construction of the Kli, it would be called part of the Hechsher of the Kli, or the Kishit of the Kli, the adornment of the Kli, and therefore would not be able, at least according to the first approach of the Gemara, to serve as a source for the Kaporas being a Tefach. Some of the Achronim, I believe the Aruch Lener and others, explained that even if it could serve as a Tachshit if you flipped it, but they didn't generally flip it. So the way it stands, where the misgeret is underneath, so it doesn't really adorn the table, just because if you lifted it up, and then it would be able to adorn if you flipped it. But the way it is now, it doesn't really serve as an adornment, and therefore maybe that's what Rabbeinu Tam was driving at, that our Gemara does not serve as a contradiction to his understanding. Either way, Tosis themselves reject Rabbeinu Tam's understanding, and therefore they now have to roll up their sleeves, so to speak, and get to work to resolve those Gemaras. Gemara in Menuchos, which once you say the Misgeres Lamata means that it was not attached to the table, so that means the Tavla Misapeches is as the simple reading of Gemara would have been, that it's a totally flat surface and has no kibul at all, and yet according to that approach of Misgeres Lamata, Rabbi Yochanan saying it's Tumim in a Torah, and how does that square away with the other two Gemaras in Bava Basra, and Bechoris, and ultimately the Mishnah in Sechta Kelim, Perektos of Mishnah Aleph, that Pshuta Kliyetz are not Makabel Tumah at all. And even if they are, but under certain circumstances, only they're abundant. So Tos is going to give two answers. And since the answers are somewhat complex, so I've been working on it for a while, just to spell out the basic approach of the two answers that Tosis themselves are going to give concerning the interrelationship between these two Gemaras. Approach number one is, call it somewhat of a more technical approach, is to reassume the Havamina answer of Rabbeinu Tam, which he immediately rejected, And ultimately to state as follows, that a daf shel nachtomin, which the Gemara again to recall in Bava Basra based on the Mishnah in Kelim, Tesvav Beis, says is Tomei Derabanan, so that daf shel nachtomin basically shares the exact same qualities with the Shulchan and the Mikdash. And as we're going to elaborate on when we start this answer, they're both wide, and as a result, even though they don't have a formal kibul, they don't have a toch, but to consider it as if they have a toch, because what's the purpose of a toch? To put things into. So on a table, as we know from our own experience, you put things on a table. So therefore, according to Rabbi Yochanan in Masechet Menachos, that serves as a pseudo kibul, even though it's not an actual toch. But since it's wide, then it could put things onto it. So that serves as a toch. And the same would be true for a daf shel nachtomin. So therefore, they should have exactly the same halachas. A daf shel nachtomin should be just as tummy as the shulchan. So the first approach is going to say that the Gemara in Bava Basra is basically not going with Rabbi Yochanan, or at least not going with the approach of Misgarto Lemata, which is the opinion that led to that idea that the Shulchan did not have a toch and it's still tummy. Going to that approach, fundamentally, Daf Shel Nachtomin and Shulchan are the same, and we have to give some kind of shot to show how those Gemaras are not compatible with each other because they're not going with the same assumptions. The second approach, perhaps a more elegant approach, if we could say, is to state that no, that the Daf Shel Nachtomin is not structurally in halacha the same as the Shulchan at all. And as such, the Shulchan is Mekabel Tumah Min HaTorah, and the Daf Shel Nachtomin does not have the same criteria that the Shulchan has, and therefore it's not Mekabel Tumah Min HaTorah, and maximum is only Mekabel Tumah Derabanan. And as such, according to that second answer, the Gemaras in Menachos, together with the Gemaras in Bava Basra and Bechoros, would be compatible without the need of having to say that they're arguing or only going like one opinion within the Gemara in Menachos. Let's begin. Tosis explains, this is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 lines, 9 narrow lines up from where it gets wide. Bitzarach Lomar. Now that we've rejected Rebbeinu Tam, and the Tavla Mesapeches, the Parshat Pshat, is that it has no kibul at all, if the Miskeres were Lamata. So, Bitzarach Lomar. The Hodar Minan Gabi Davshan Lachtomin, the Rabbanan, that that which we said in Bava Basra, based on Mishnah Kalim, that the board of the baker is only Rabbanan Mekabotum and the Rabbanan Mekabotum and Amin HaTorah. Hainu Kamanda Omim is Garta Lamala Hoysa. That Gemara is only going in accordance with the one who holds that the frame was Lamala. And to recall, according to that Manda Omar, Tosus states, the Mid Rabbanan Tmeya, Mid Raisa Tiboi. That rabbinically, as we see from the Gemara in Bava Basra, such a tavla, Tosis is assuming that a tavla and a daf shel nachtomin are basically the same halachically, so it has rabbinic tumah. But midaraisa, it's a shaila, it's an ibaya. As we mentioned earlier, that the Gemara in Menachos tells us that if the misgeres were lamala, so the shulchan itself had a kli kibul, and therefore it's mekabel tumah min haTorah. And what would be the case if it didn't have a kli kibul and it was just a wide surface that is capable of putting things on, but it doesn't actually have a kibul? So that would be a question, whether if Shutik Liyetz, that's wide, this is, didn't mention before, is based on Rashi's Pshat and Masechet Menachos, that might be Mekabel Tumah Min HaTorah. You wouldn't have a proof from the Shulchan if the Misgeres would be Lamala. So, to spell it a little better, if the Misgeres would be Lamata, then it's a slam dunk. So then the tablet part of the Shulchan would be definitely Mekabel Tumah Min HaTorah, and then the Daf Shel Nachtomin would have to be Mekabel Tumah Min HaTorah as well. So the Gemara Bava Basra that says the Daf Shel Nachtomin is only Mekabel Tumah Derabanan is going like the approach taking sides on the issue, which earlier Rabbeinu Tam didn't want to say, that the Misgeres was Lamala of the Shulchan. That's why it's Mekabel Tumah Min HaTorah. Had it not had a Misgeres Lamala, and it would be a Pshutik Liyetz, it's a Suffolk, whether it be Mekabel Tumah because of the fact that it's wide, Dumi Deraisa Tiboi. So now Tosis has to explain, so if it's a Suffolk Min HaTorah, so how could Rabbi Eliezer be lenient, as we said earlier, Rabbi Lez was lenient when it's mechubar l'karka, when it's attached to the ground. So even though Gemara at that stage is pointing out, maybe Rabbi Lez does not have a general rule that when we take things that are detached and we attach them, that they lose their status as a kli. Maybe they still maintain their status of a kli. But when it comes to kelim derabanan, well, it's only mekabel tumah derabanan. So therefore, Rabbi Lez holds it loses its status when attached to the ground. But if it's a suffik min haTorah that is mekabel tumah, how could you just glibly state that it's only mekabel tumah derabanan? It's a suffik min haTorah, suffik min haTorah l'chumra. The Tosis explains, Rabbi Eliezer de Mekel mishum de shema midaraisa tahora. Since there's only a chance that it's mekabel tumah min haTorah, it could be that it's only mekabel. It could be that min haTorah is totally tar. So since it's a suffik, therefore Mekel when it's attached to the wall, to the karka, to the ground. It's a little bit difficult to understand the svar of Tosis, as the later Achronim point out, because if it's a suffik min haTorah, shouldn't we say suffik min haTorah l'chumra? So some of the Achronim explain, and this is an old machlokes, heard from a charus of mine, that there are other implications in other Tosis and that might imply this. That rule that suffik min haTorah l'chumra, that on a Torah law you have to be machmir, is that a Torah stringency, that the Torah necessitates that you be machmir on its laws, mi suffik, when it's a doubt? Or is that itself a rabbinic stringency? That the rabbi stated that when it comes to a Torah law, we have to be machmer on a suffik. When it comes to a rabbinic law, we can makel and be lenient on a suffik. In a Torah, you can makel even in a case of a Torah law that's a suffik. So this tosis might imply that kind of approach, that since Shema midaraisa tahora, and on a Torah level, you could be lenient, so that's why even though the rabbinic law, we have to be machmer, when it's attached to the ground, there's more grounds to say that now it becomes like a karka. Today's is Tosis' approach, again, basically stating that a daf shel nachtom and a shulchan should have exactly the same halacha. They either both should be tamei min haTorah or they both should not be tamei min haTorah. And indeed, that is what Tosis maintains. And the Gemara Bava Basra that says it's only tamei derabanan is basically incompatible with the view of the Gemara Menachos that Rabbi Yochanan maintains, that a tavla is tamei min haTorah, and in order to work it out, you'd have to say that Gemara Bava Basra is going with the approach that the Mesgeres was lamala, and therefore the Shulchan is not approved to Pshuta Kliyetz, and if it is a Pshuta Kliyetz, it's just a maximum suffik, and therefore a blessed had a right to be Mekel Bava Basra. Inami Tosa says another way to resolve the two, ultimately by saying they're arguing, Hahu Shinuya, that answer, the Fer Kamoch Es Abayis, the Lo Kerav Yochanan. That answer that they gave, that Rabbi Eliezer maintains that on a rabbinic law you have a right to be lenient when it's attached to the ground, but not on a Torah law, that's not going with Rabbi Yochanan's whole approach. Rabbi Yochanan was Medayek from the Shulchan, either Vadai in the case of Mesgeres Lamata, according to that Tana. And according to the Tana that Mesgeres Lamala was a Suffolk, that whole analysis of Pshuta Kliyetz either being Vaday Tamei or Safik Tamei is not the approach of the Gemara in Bava Basra at that stage that it said that Rabbi Eliezer is being Mekel by Daf Shel Nachtom because they're Rabbanan. That seems unusual though. Tosis is noting to themselves that the whole Gemara should reject Rabbi Yochanan, one of the Gedolei Amoraim. So the Gemara says, don't worry, maskana lo koi. Chaim Pirashan Rashbam, dahi maskana lo kaima. That in the final conclusion of the Gemara, that intermediate stage, that Pshuto Kliyetz, the Daf Shel Nachtomim is only makabel to Madarabanan, doesn't last. The typo in the Tosis, the Rashash points, not shouldn't be Rashba, should be Rashbam. Pirashan means he's the one who wrote a commentary, the Kuntres on Bava Basra. What does it mean, maskana lo koi? Because at the end of that Gemara, the Gemara said that indeed, Rabbi Eliezer holds that even on a Torah level, you have a right to say that things that are Tamei become Tar as a result of it being attached to the ground. And that's, we didn't mention it fully, as opposed to the Chachamim who say that just attaching to the ground do not make it not a Kli anymore. They still maintain the original status. So the Chachamim hold Daf Shel Nachtomim is going to be Tamei, even if it's attached to the ground, Rabbi Eliezer holds it'll be Tar. But according to the Maskana, that Daf is none other than a Daf Shel Mateches. As we mentioned briefly earlier, a metal kli, even if it's flat, according to all, is tami min haTorah. The fact that Rabbi Eliezer's makel, even concerning that metal kli, indicates that fundamentally he holds that something attached to the ground becomes a karka, and the Chacham disagree with that. What's the point? That intermediate stage, where the Gemara said that pshute kli eitz, even of the level of Daf Shel Nachtomim, which is wide enough to put things on top of it. That's exactly why it's called Dashan al Tum, because they put dough on top of it. That intermediate stage that said that it only has Tumah Derabanan, that is exactly that, an intermediate stage. At the end, once the Gemara says we're dealing with a Dashan Mateches, so then, and Rav Eliezer holds that even there, it lowers its status from Kli to Karka, and not Makabel Tumah. So we no longer have any proof that a daf shel nachtomin that's made out of wood is only mekabel tumah derabanan. It could very well be it's mekabel tumah min haTorah, just like the tavla misapeches ala Rabbi Yochanan in Menachos, v'shalom al Yisrael. And therefore the Gemara's work out. Our Tosfos does not address how to deal with the parallel Gemara and Bechoris that also implies that pshutei kliyot are not mekabel tumah min haTorah unless it's roi lemidras to lie on. So Tosfos and Menachos, which is directly similar to our Tosfos, explains in a similar way, we're going to have to answer that the Gemara and Bechoris is going either, according to the Manda Omar, that the Misgeres was Lamala, in which case it's only a doubt whether or not a Tavla Mesapeches is Makabel Tumah or not, and the Gemara and Bechoris didn't want to get involved in Suffolk. Presumably that's what the Tosfos there, Menachos, is driving at. Or he gives an alternate pshat that maybe the Gemara in Bukharis is taking the perspective that the fact that it's wide, it's considered like a toch, and therefore it didn't get involved in discussing that further. This is the first approach that Tosfos gives. The second approach, a little more complicated, but as we mentioned earlier, is a fundamentally different kind of approach, not to give these kinds of technical answers that the Gemara in Basra and the Gemara in Bukharis are going like one man to Omar concerning them as Geris, or they're not following Rabbi Yochanan, but rather to say that Tavla HaMesapeches, or the Shulchan and the Mikdash, had a unique quality that gives it Tumah min haTorah, and the Daf Shel Nachtoimin, an ordinary Pshutei Kliyots, does not have that quality, and therefore it's not Mekabel Tumah min haTorah, maximum only Mekabel Tumah derabanan. What is that unique quality? I just like that. Taisa begins. Tahad mi bailan betavla mesapeches. That was the Gemara had a query and didn't know the answer concerning tavla mesapeches. Again, to recall, according to the Manda Omar, that the Mesgeres was lemala. So then the Shulchan had a Kli Kibul. And if it had a Kli Kibul, we understand why it's Mekabel Tumah, why the Torah calls it Shulchan HaTahor, that is to be made Tor, but theoretically could become Tumah if it comes to contact with Tumah. So what would be the story of a flat Tavla? A Mesapeches is Nibaya. We don't know. Tiboy. Only according to the Manda Omar that the Misgeres was Lamata is it going to be certain. So why is it a Shaila? Hainu Mishum de Mishameshes es Ha'odam Umishamshei or Umishameshes. According to another girsa, Misham Shei Adam. It serves a person, and it serves the items that serve a person. Another way to say the items that serve a person is Kalim, or Oichlim, or food. The common denominator between Kalim and Oichlim is they both are Misham Shei Adam. They serve people. So in a word, if we have a Pshutei Kliyots that serves both people and Kalim, so then, we're going to see in a moment, there's a solid basis to say that that's Mekabel Tumah min haTorah, even though it's flat. And a Pshutei Kliyots that, as we'll see later on in the Tosfos more explicitly, that's not Mekabel Tumah at all, not min haTorah derabanan, let's say like a stick, or a walking stick, even though it's a Kli, but it's totally Pashut and doesn't serve Adam and Kalim. But a table serves Adam and Kalim. Ravid, I think, on Torah's Kohanim, they quote, points out, how does it serve Adam and Kalim? So you put your dishes on it, your food, then you eat off of it, which is one way to say it serves people. Or, because you lean on it, is another way to say it serves people. So that is, in a certain sense, like an honorary toch. You don't need an actual toch, as long as it services both Adam and Kalim, so it becomes equivalent of a kli that has toch as well. Where do we get this idea that if it serves Adam and Kalim, that it could be Mekabel Tumah min haTorah? Kedetanya b'Torahs Kohanim. As it says in the Medrash Halacha on Parshas Vayikra and Parshas Shmini, Parshas Vayhi b'Yom HaShmini, Kli Eitz, the Torah says that Kli Eitz Mekabel Tumah. Yachal af asulam v'hakolav or kulav v'hanachusav v'hamenorah. You might think that those Kalim are also makabel tumah, because it says kliyets. Again, the common denominator in all four of those is they're pshute kliyets, they don't have a receptacle. Talmud lomar, mi kol kliyets. Not all wooden utensils become tumah, but mi kol kliyets, only of the kliyets, implying a miut that not everything. So those four are excluded. Below kol kliyets. So now the Medrash bounces back. Yochel sheni motzi es ha-shulchan ves ha-tavla ves ha-dulpiki. The common denominator in all three of those, shulchan a table, tavla a tablet, dulpiki is some kind of serving table, three legs. That's the way Jastrow explains. So those are pshute kliyets that you might think are also excluded. Third white line, Talmud Lomar kol kli. On the one hand, it says mi kol kli, implying me, a miut. On the other hand, it says kol, implying a ribui. So the riba, that includes those. So the Brisa continues, Mara Isa la rabbi zeselu is hotzi zeselu achash a riba kosev a miut. Why did you see fit to include the shulchan, etc., and to exclude the sulam, etc.? Achash a riba kosev a miut. Since the Torah included certain things and excluded certain things, so why did you put certain kalim in the inclusion list and certain kalim in the exclusion list? Talmud Lomar, to wrap up, that in that same context, the Torah talks about sak, that the sack is a makabotum as well. So we compare the kliates to the sack. Ma sak miyuchad shemishamish odom vesmishamshi odom. Just like a sack is unique, that it serves a person and also serves the things that serve a person. You put kalim in it, or you put food in it, which serve a person, also serves a person. Doesn't really explain how that is, maybe, because sometimes a person will lean on the sack. He's tired. So, afani mar v'sa shulchan, v'sa tavla, v'sa dulpaki, sh'misham ish'odom, v'smisham she'odom. Because only a table and the like, tavla and the dulpaki, the tablet and the serving table, so they both serve the person and the things that serve the person, namely the food, the kalim. So that's similar to sak. Motzi anias asulam, sh'misham ish'odom. The latter only serves the person, not the kalim. It's always talking about a ladder that you don't put the paint on and things like that. Ve'enu mishamesh es misham she'odom. The kolav in modern Hebrew is a hanger, but here it refers to some kind of like coat rack that you hang things on. Ve'anachusa, which is some kind of tray that apparently you don't lean on, so it only services kalim. Ve'hamenorah, didn't get a chance to check up. The menorah presumably does have a kli kibul because that to hold the oil, but presumably we're talking about a case where it doesn't have a kli kibul and it doesn't service a person, only the things that service the person, only the kalim or the food or the oil. Shemeshamesh es meshamshei odom, ve'eino meshamesh odom. The latter only services odom and not kalim. And the kolav and the nechus and the menorah only serve the kalim or the food and not the odom. So therefore they're excluded from tumah. On a simple level, the Bryce is talking on a Torah level. So it turns out that shulchan, dulpaki, and tavla, in a word, flat surfaces that service Adam and Kalim, atomim and Torah. If that's the case, again, Tov's going to continue a little bit more, but just to see where he's headed here. So that's the shulchan in the mikdash, that it's a mishamshe Adam and mishamshe Kalim. The tavla mesapeches, as directly referenced in this brisa, talks about a tavla. And therefore, it's makabel tumah and a Torah. But the daf shel nachtomin, so the baker doesn't lean on it. He doesn't use it. He doesn't eat off of it. It's only meant to allow the dough to rise or immediately be able to put into the oven. So therefore, it's directly similar to the list of kolav, nechusa, and menorah, which are not makabel tumah and a Torah, maximum derabanan. And that's what Tosin, the continuation, is going to say. Why did they pick out daf shel nachtomin to be makabel tumah derabanan? And not just to leave well enough alone and have it be totally tar. So if that's the case, then we're able to understand why the Gemara in Bava Basra assumes that there's no tumah for pshutei kliyets, namely the daf shel nachtomin, because that is not mishamshei odom and kalim. And why the Gemara Menachos assumed that the tavla mesapeches is mekabel tumah min haTorah, or at least safek mekabel tumah min haTorah, because that is mishamshei odom and kalim. So now, Tos continues. Val Korchin, and perforce, this engages in, so to speak, mop-up operations to make sure we fully understand that Price and Toros Kohanim. six wide lines down toward the end of the line. Val Karchan, you have to say, Kishain Ruin Lamidras, maybe, that those Kalim over there is not talking about where you sit or lie on it, which of course would throw a monkey wrench into the whole thing, because then we're not dealing with regular Pshutik Li'etz. It's because of the fact of Tumas Midras, that there's a unique Tumah that attaches itself to even Pshutik Li'etz. But that's not true. That Bryce says, not talking about Royal Midras, Midalo Nokat Mita Kisei V'Safsal. It was talking about things that you lie or sit on. It should have listed those Kalim that are famous for that. Mita, bed, Kisei, a chair, Safsal, a bench. So nothing to do with Midras. It's regular Pshutik Li'etz. If it services Adam and Mishamshe Adam, Kalim or Ochel, so then it's Makabel Tumah and Torah, and if not, not. Another proof that we're not dealing with Midras. But furthermore, the Havi Matzi L'Rabbi Yinhu Mimishkav. If we're interested in including Pshutik Li'etz because of their susceptibility to Tumah as a result of the fact that you could lie or sit on it, so we should learn that from Mishkav. Mishkav is a halachas that is described in Parshas Mitzvara, a different Parsha. Why are we dealing with the Kli'etz of Parsha Shmini, which is not dealing with Midras or Mishkav's similar words at all? So that's number one, that we're not dealing with Midras. Now, Tosas further qualifies. And, well, maybe the Shulchan Dolpaki and Tavla is dealing with something along the lines of what was in the Mikdash, where there was a rim around it, a Misgeret, and it has a Kibul. So Tosas, no, Shein Lan Beis Kibul. The Shulchan Dolpaki and Tavla, besides the fact that it should have spelled it out, but that they give such an Okimta, which is not the normal case of a table, it can't be talking about where they have a base kibble. Shein Lan Beis Kibul, Nami Mairi, it's also referring to that, meaning not where you lie in it and not where there's a kibble. So there's no other way to make it susceptible to Tumah other than the fact that it's a certain Pshutik Li'etz, namely that Mishamshe Adam and Mishamshe Adam, that I'm a Kabbal Tumah. How do you know it's not dealing with kibble? So Tosis proves it. This is a famous drasha, which we'll get to in a moment in the continuation of the Tosis, that one of the qualities of a sack is you're able to carry it when it's empty. That's called mitaltel reikon, and you're able to carry it when it's full, even though it's heavy, but you can still move it. It's mitaltel mole. As we'll see later, that if you have, let's say, like a bookshelf that's very, very heavy, that once it's full, you cannot move it anymore. So then it's not makabel tumah anymore. It's considered like karka. It's considered like ground. So that's a famous drasha that we make concerning sack. What was the comparison that the Brice and Toras Kohanan did concerning a sack? It said that a sack services people and it services that which services people. It's mishamshi adam and it's mishamish adam and it's mishamish mishamshi adam. If we're dealing with a kli kibul, if that's the rule of thumb over here, that we're dealing with something that's a receptacle, so it should have highlighted the fact that a sack is a receptacle. It's metalte moli verekon. The fact that it's moved full obviously means that full and empty means that it has the ability to be full and empty, meaning to receive something. But the Bryce and Taurus Kahnem didn't breathe a word of a sack as a receptacle. So that further verifies that idea that we're not dealing with a base kibul. Okay, this Tosas' last few lines, just trying to show we're not dealing with Midras, and we're not dealing with Kibul, and nonetheless, the Toras Kohanim says that a Pshutik Li'etz that services Adam and Kalim, or Adam and Ochel, on Rekabel Tumah min HaTorah. So, in light of all that, so now Tosas wraps up, when we end of the line, when we boil on v'menachis, idrasha gemura, or asmachta ba'alma. So, the way the flow of the Gemara Menachos works, according to the Tosis, is if you hold the Mezgeret of the Shulchan was Lamala, and therefore the Shulchan itself was a Kli Kibul, and therefore could not serve as a source for the fact that any kind of Pshutik Li'etz can be Mekabel Tumah min HaTorah, but yet the Gemara Menachos says that according to that approach, Tavla Misapeches Tiboi, that it will be a Kasha, it will be an Ibaya, that whether or not on a Torah level, the regular tablet that could be flipped is Mekabel Tumah min HaTorah or not. What is the basis of that suffix? Tos explains, bingo, exactly this medrash, this Torah's Kohanim. U'miboyel en v'menachis, I drasha gemura or asmachta ba'alma. Is it a real drasha, and therefore it's really min HaTorah? Or maybe it's only Mekabel Tumah derabanan if it's Misham She'odim v'keilin, and it's only a mere asmachta. That's the basis of the suffix of the Gemara in Menachos, assuming the Shulchan had a misgeret lemala. Now, just to elaborate a little further, if the misgeres were lemata, again, according to the way Tosis is going now, not like Rabbeinu Tam, so there was no toch at all, there was no kibul in the shulchan, it was an ordinary tavla mesapechas, if you took the board off the shulchan to be able to flip it, it was totally flat. So then, Rabbi Yochanan said, according to that approach, since the Torah calls it Shulchan HaTohar, so it sounds like it could theoretically be Mekabel Tumah. So now we'd have a source, Min HaTorah, that at least a Tavla Misapeches is Mekabel Tumah Min HaTorah. On a simple level, what would be the basis of that? Exactly this Torah's Kohanim. This Torah's Kohanim, that since the Shulchan was Misham She Adam and Misham She Kelim, or Ochel, Lechem Aponim on it, so therefore, it's Mekabel Tumah Min HaTorah, and it's a real drasha. Okay, we'll see in a moment. Tosis is going to tweak that a bit in the continuation. So now, what Tosis tries to do is, isn't it pretty wild to take this explicit drasha in Torah's Kohanim and say it's an asmachta? So what Tosis does is prove that there's one item in the list, namely Tavla, that perforce is not really derived from the drasha of Kol Kliyetz of the Torah's Kohanim. That's really derived from another drasha. And if that's really derived from another drasha, then the Tavla itself is only attached to Kol Kliyetz on an asmachta level. Two kinds of asmachta. Asmachta is something that's totally derabbanan and is just alluded to by a certain verse on asmachta. Another case of asmachta is a din min haTorah that's really derived from a different verse, but there's a medrash that attaches it to another pasuk, so that would only be asmachta. So Tosis proves this latter kind of case, so we'll see, that tavla is certainly only asmachta regarding kol kliyetz, and therefore that opens the door to say that maybe the whole Torah's Kohanim there is just asmachta. How so? So, Tos continues. Al Karchach, Afil Lamanda Omar, Misgarto Lamato, even the one who holds that the Misgarto of the Shulchan was below, Afal Pisha Kala Drashas Srichos, even though he would maintain that certainly all the Drashos, both the Drasha of Tos Kohanim and the Drasha we kept mentioning earlier about the fact that it says Shulchan Atar, implying that it could be Mekabel Tumah, Shakala Drashas Srichos, Hahi the Torah's Kohanim l'Rabuye Misham She'odam Misham She'Misham She'odam. The Torah's Kohanim include things that service both Adam and Kalim or Ochlim. V'Hashulchan HaTor, the second drasha we mentioned earlier, that also would be necessary. It's Rich L'Lameit Shemagbiyan Oso L'Oli Regolim. Okay, this we didn't mention yet, so let's elaborate on that. Again, the term that Shulchan HaTor implying that has to be made in a state of Tara. And also implying that it has the ability and susceptible to be Mekabel Tumah. A Shulchan HaTor in the language of the Gemara Menachos, Michlal de'ika Tameh, that it's possible to become Tameh. So what does that teach you? So on a simple level, what it's teaching you is this idea of Tavla Mesapeches, that not only the Shulchan itself can be Mekabel Tumah, but things like the Shulchan can be Mekabel Tumah, namely this flipping tablet. Oh. But if we could learn the flipping tablet, the Tavla Mesapeches, from the fact that it's Misham She'odam and Misham She'kelim, from the drush of Torah's Kohanim, of Kol Kli Eitz, so what do you need Shulchan HaTohar for? Why did the Torah bother saying that? We could figure out on our own that the Shulchan could be Mekabel Tumah. So the Gemara in Menachos points out that, wait a second, the Shulchan was what we call a kli ha'osri lenaches. We mentioned earlier briefly, we learned out from Sak, that all things in a Mekabel Tumah have to be able to be moved, empty and full. If they're gigantic, that they can't be moved when they're full, the official shear is that it's able to hold 40 sa balach, arboim sa balach, al kurayim biyavesh, 2 core of dry material, which is 60 sa. So if they're so gigantic that they can't be moved when they're full, then they're not Mekabel Tumah. But if you have a case of even something that theoretically could be lifted up, but you never move it, you have a piece of furniture that you never ever move. So that's called the Kli HaOsi L'Naches, even if theoretically it could be moved, but it's meant to be placed and stay there forever. So then it's not Mekabel Tumah. So ask the Gemara Menachos, how could the Torah say that the Shulchan is Mekabel Toma by implying that such, by calling it Shulchan Atar, that it could theoretically become Tamei, but the Kelim and the Mikdash and the Mishkan were not meant to be moved. Tosfos points out, even though they moved for travel, but that's not called moved because that's Al Pi Hashem. So when they place it, it's considered permanent. So how could the Shulchan be Mekabel Toma? So the Gemara says that because they used to lift up the Shulchan during the Aliyah LaRegel, and they used to show, used to take it outside the Mikdash and show it to the Ole Regolim, and they would show them the great nace that the bread remained warm and fresh, even though it was on the table for all week, and to show Kama Chibaschem Alamokim, that how dear you are to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that he does such glorious miracles for you. So therefore the table was moved, and since the table was moved, it's not a Kli Osim HaNaches, and therefore it has the ability to Mekabel Tumah. So Tosis maintain here as follows, that even if you could derive the basic susceptibility of a Shulchan to Mekabel Tumah from the drasha of Taras Kohanim, of Kol Kli Eitz, but nonetheless Shulchan Atar is still there to tell you, not Halacha and Hilchas Tumah, but Halacha and Hilchas Mikdash, that in order to maintain that the Shulchan is Mekabel Tumah, you have to assume that it was moved. So it must be it's moved. So the Torah is telling you, move it. How? For what purpose? It's made in language of Tosfos, that you elevate it to demonstrate to those who are all the regal that great nace of the Lechem upon. So, to put it all together, according to the Man Dominus Gerasus Lamato, even though, simply speaking, we're deriving the halachas of Tumah of the Shulchan from the Shulchan itself, and that even though we're deriving the halacha of a tavla mesapech from the Shulchan itself, but maybe in reality we're deriving it from the drush of Taras Kohanim of Kol Kli Eitz. So what does Shulchan Atar teach you? That you're supposed to lift up the Shulchan for the Oli Regel. So even though all the drushes are necessary and they're not a smachta according to the Ramanda Omar, Yikamukam says Tosis, Le'inyan tavla, but regarding tavla itself, lav drusha gemura. The tavla mesapeches nafgalan mishulchan ator. That concerning, let's say, a dulpiki, something that's not a tavla, so you learn that from Kol Kli Eitz. But concerning the tavla itself, which is mamish the case of the shulchan, where the upper surface was movable and you were able to flip it, so that can't be derived from Taras Kohanim, because tavla mesapeches is already derived from shulchan ator. At first glance, the Tosis does not seem to make sense. Because Tosis spent time explaining that Shulchan Atar tells you that you move the Shulchan, but the actual fact that a Tavla Mesapeches is Mekabel Tumah, don't you already know that from Taras Kohanim? Sakha Tosis now said that that's learned from Shulchan Atar. So after reflecting on this a while, what it seems that Tosis is saying, even though you have to add words to the Tosis, is that, wait a second, we have Shulchan Atar. So Shulchan Atar certainly teaches you that you move the Shulchan, otherwise it wouldn't be Mekabel Tumah. But once you already have Shulchan Atar, that also teaches you directly about the Tavla Mesapeches. Because once you have the word Shulchan Atar, so that teaches you that a flipping Tavla would be Mekabel Tumah. Shulchan Atar implying that it could be Tame. So concerning the Tavla, you certainly don't need the Drasha of the Taras Kohanim, of Kol Kli Eitz, even without that. Tavla Mesapeches would definitely be Mekabel Tumah because of Shulchan Atar. So why are we putting that in the list of Taras Kohanim? Shulchan, Tavla, Dulpaki. Shulchan presumably is referring to a Shulchan where the top is banged into the leg, so it's not Mesapeches, you can't flip it. Tavla is something that you're able to flip. So what's it doing in the list? You could already derive it from Shulchan Atar. So it must be that that's in the list as asmachta. Again, we mentioned earlier that asmachta is even something that's really menatora, but it's not derived from that particular verse. So that's what rather complex proof that, according to the Manda Omer, that the Mesgeres Lamata, so Tavla certainly doesn't really belong in that list except al derech asmachta. So once you say that, that already gets a foot in the door. Maybe the whole drasha is only an asmachta. And that really, in a Torah, there is no such idea of Misham Sheyodam and Misham Sheykelim. And the only thing that's Makabel Tumah in a Torah, according to one of those Mesgeres Lamata, is the Tavla Mesapeches. Presumably because of the fact that it flips That's why I think the Rashba and others explain that that makes it more like a toch, because you could use both sides. But anything else that doesn't have that quality would not be makabel tum at all min haTorah, and the whole Torah's konim is only the Rabbanan. That's the possibility. It could be a real drasha, it could be an asmachta. Because even according to the man, the Omar, that misgeres lamata, when it sounds like it has to be a real drasha, but not necessarily, because regarding tavla, it's certainly not a real drasha, so that opens the door to say it's all not a real drasha. And according to the man, the Omar, that misgeres lamala, so there's no direct proof from the Shulchan as to the concept of tavla mesapeches, because the Shulchan had a toch, because the misgeres was lamala. So that man, the Omar, as Tosa spelled that earlier, would be mistapik, based on the Torah's Kohanim of the case of Mishamshe Adam and Mishamshe Kalim, a flat kli that does both, that would be the only source for a tavla misapeches being mekabel tuma min haTorah, together with other things like it that are Mishamshe Adam and Mishamshe Kalim, such as a dulpaki and a regular shulchan that's not a tavla misapeches where the top part is banged into the nails, that all of them will either be makabel tuma min haTorah based on the Torah's Kohanim, or perhaps not, because maybe the Torah's Kohanim is only an asmachta. So, in sum, what Tosis does here is points out that there's a new category called Mishamshe Adam, Mishamshe Kalim, as spelled out by the Torah's Kohanim, that could be min haTorah, could be the Rabbanan. Adoption of Toman does not have that quality, and therefore it's only the Rabbanan. So we need not say, as the first answer said, that the Gemaras in Baba Basra and Bechoris are basically going against the Gemara Menachos. We can say it's consistent with the Gemara Menachos, because the Gemara Menachos is dealing with this kind of case of Misham Shiyad, Misham Shekelim, which is, might be Minatorah, might be the Rabbanan. Dafshan of Toman is only Misham Shekelim or Misham Sheochlim, Misham Sheodam, but not Adam himself, and therefore maximum the Rabbanan. Tosis continues spelling that out. Bahashta. Now that we said all that, Tafshan Lachtomin, the Pshita Lanchimi the Rabbanan, that it's Pashit according to the Gemara and Babasra, that's only the Rabbanan, Eina Mishameshes Adam, or Mishamshe Adam, doesn't serve both, and therefore only has Tumah the Rabbanan. It only serves Mishamshe Adam, namely the dough, the food. Okay, that is the second answer for how to put all these Gemaras together. But now Tos gets stuck. There are tons of Gemaras that imply that Pshuti Kliyetz and Amakabel Tumah at all. So why aren't they similar to Dafshan Lach Toman, that it should at least be Makabel Tumah Derabanan? Tos first collects them. V'had the Mashma B'chol Duchta, that which is implied from many places. The Pshuti Kliyetz, Afil Tumah Derabanan Les Behu. They don't even have a rabbinic tumah. Kedemashma, Gemara number one. Bereish chulin, daf gimel amud aleph. The ka'amar, tamei b'mikdashin. The Gemara points out, if you have a tamei person, so lechad chila, he's not supposed to shecht karbonis, mikdashin. But b'dieved, it's kosher. Ask the Gemara, but he's not allowed to go into the azara, to the courtyard. Answers the Gemara, that he's standing outside the courtyard, and he's sticking a long knife in, and he's shechting that way. Ask the Gemara, but the knife is going to be Mekabel Tumah from him, and therefore, through that, he's going to make the Karban Tameh. Answers the Gemara, Shabodak, back to Taisvis, Krumis Shel Kone, Vishachatbo. He took a reed, which is also kosher v'shchita, he checked it to make sure there are no imperfections, and it's sharp, and that is a pshute kliye, it's a gross in the ground, it's not literally eights, it's some kind of reed, also called eights for these purposes. And he shechted with it. So he's not metame this kli, and therefore he's not metame the carbon. So the chachile shouldn't shecht, because maybe he'll touch the carbon, but b'dieved, it's kosher. Says Tosfos, well, karchin kishasa kli. And don't tell me we're dealing with a case of a reed that's not even a kli. It's just you plucked it off the ground. You have to make it into a kli. A karchin kishasa kli mairi, it's referring to a case where you made it into a kli, namely a pshute kliyates. The ola to una kli, because a carbon, mentions ola, same as true for other carbonis, it requires a kli. I think we're learning from the Akedah, v'ika chasamacheles, v'ishchot is beno. So an ola requires a kli, so you made it into a kli, it's pshute kliyates, and yet it's not makabotom at all. Because if it would be Mekabel Tumah, at least the Rabbanan, so then he's still going to be Mekabel. It's still going to be Matami the Carbon. So how could we allow the, because the Matami the Kli and the Kli Matami the Carbon. So how could we allow him, how could we say, even with the Eved, we could allow this Tami Mekdoshin? Uferek Bakal Maravin, another Raya that Pshut the Kleis and Amakal Tumah at all, Bakal Maravin. Another raya that pshut the kleis and amakabel tumah perek bekom arvin and erevin davar lamed aleph. The Gemara says that theoretically, you could, according to one opinion at least, you could have a kohen make an erev by putting it inside a cemetery. But it's truma. He has no access to it because he's not allowed to go in. The shokalei b'pshut the kleis. He does have access to it. Theoretically, he could eat it because he could bring it toward him with a. Again, a straight kliyat, some kind of stick. Gemara has details there, but it's not mekabel tumah at all, because if we mekabel tumah derabanan again, then the kohen can't be metame the truma that way. A third raya of a perakol kalim gabe kanishal zaysim. The Gemara says that two kinds of kana, the Mishnah, that the two kinds of kanishal zaysim, one with some kind of ball on top, one without a ball on top. So the Gemara says that one is Mekabel Tumah and one's not Mekabel Tumah. So Parach v'Gemara, the Gemara asks, Vapshut Kliyetsu, both of them are straight utensils and they're not Mekabel Tumah at all. Once again, it says they're not Mekabel Tumah at all, not that they're Mekabel Tumah Derabanan. Fourth proof, Vafer Kamed Shabbos, Tav Tezayin Aleph, quotes, I think, a Braisa, that Kliyetsu, Schuchis, Pshutei and Tahorin. That wooden utensils and glass utensils. So pshutei and taharin, and kablei and tmein. So the trade utensils are tar, and the base kibble utensils are tamei. I believe this is the Mishnah in Masech Tekelim, Perek Tesvav, Mishnah Aleph. So now, maybe it means mekablei and tmein, minatara, pshutei and taharin, minatara, but it's tamei derabanan. So it says, no, I feel me derabanan. Domya de kli schuchis. Saying it's totally tar, even they're abundant, similar to Kli Schuchis. What's the rye exactly? Glass utensils are never tummy min haTorah. Not if they have a toch or kibul, and not if they're straight. But mit rabbanan, a cup, a glass of made out of glass, is mekabel tuma derabbanan. When it has a toch, when it has a kibul, it's tummy. And when it's pashit, it's tar. What does that mean? When it has a kibul, it's tamei derabanan. And when it's straight, it's totally tar. Otherwise, there'd be no contrast. If whether it has a toch and whether it's pashut, it's always tamei derabanan, so then there's no contrast. So if we're contrasting that when it has a kibul, it's tamei, that means tamei derabanan. And when it's pashut, it's tar, it means totally tar. So if you put in kliyates in the same sentence, so kliyates, when it has a toch, it's mekabel tumah deraisa. And when it's pashit, it's tar just like schuchis, which means totally tar. So the same thing will be true for kliyates. Again, a fourth proof that the pshut kliyates are totally tar. And finally, a fifth proof. Like Kaman bePirkin, in our own perek, in Masech Tesukah, first perek, the Amar Sikha bechitzim zacharim. If you put the sticks that are used for arrows on top of the schach, as schach, so it's kosher. But if they have receptacles, so then it's going to be mekabel tumah and be pasul. To elaborate a little more, the Gemara says there on Daf Yud Beis and Beis that chitzim zechorim are kosher l'schach and chitzim nekevois are pasul l'schach. Chitzim zechorim refer to a stick that holds the head of the arrow where the stick does not have a receptacle, and it's the arrow, the metal tip that has the receptacle, so the stick goes into the receptacle of the metal. So there the kibul is in the metal and not in the wood, and that's why that's a total pshuta kliyates, and therefore it's not mekabel tumah and it's kosher v'schach. On the other hand, chitzin the kevos, which is where the wood has a toch or a receptacle, where the metal has a protrusion that goes into the receptacle of the chetz and the keva, so to speak. So there, the wood is mekabel tumah because it has a toch, and therefore it's pasul for schach. So concerning chitzim zechorim, which are kosher for schach, so wait, it's pshutik liyetz. It's a kli. It's used to hold the top of the arrow. And yet you're able to use the fischach. The fundamental criteria in fischach is that it has to grow from the ground and can't be mekabel tumah. So Tosis suggests, well, maybe it's mekabel tumah derabanan and it's still kosher fischach. No, it can't be. Being mekabel tumah feeling derabanan. If it's mekabel tumah you're on a rabbinic level, have a psul in the sikuch. It would be possible, at least derabanan. Fischach, what's the proof? The filam atlonius, she'em bem shalosh al shalosh. You have rags that don't have three etzbos by three etzbos, three fingers by three fingers, which are not mekabel tumah in the Torah. But the mekabel tumah derabanan cannot be used for schach, even though they grow from the ground, made out of natural fibers. Vanitze pishdon, also some kind of not fully processed flax, not mekabel tumah in the Torah, but mekabel tumah derabanan, not allowed for schach, paslinan. So you see that even things on a mekabel tumah derabanan are possible for schach. So it must be that the chitzim zechorim that don't have receptacles, which are putically eights, are totally tar. Avagav delo makabli tuma, even though the anitze pishtan and the matlonius are not makabli tuma in a Torah, they're only makabli tuma derabanan. Torah should have spelled it out better. The puzzle for schach. So the same would be true for the wooden utensils if what's called the chitzim zechorim, the sticks for the arrows. If they're makabli tuma derabanan, they'd be puzzle for schach. So it must be they're zero. They're not makabli tuma at all. So collecting all of these five Gemaras together. So why are we suddenly machmir by a kli shel nachtomin that it's makabel tumah derabanan? The Tosfos answers: Kol hani lo domu ledaf shel nachtom. Machmas she'adapim rechovin. On a Torah level, ledaf shel nachtom is not makabel tumah because it's not misham she'adam and misham she'misham she'adam. But rabbinically, since they're wide, the royal aniach aleihem dover, and they have the ability to put things on it, even though it's only misham she'adam, not Adam itself. Gozer alein, rabbinically, there were gozer, the domu lebeis kibul. It's similar to a beis kibul, so rabbinically, it's makabel tumah. All the other cases were basically sticks. A kone, the wooden thing that you put the chetz into, or onto, I should say, the kone using for shechita, the thing to move the olives. These didn't have any ability to put anything on them at all. They're not wide, so you can't. They're not a surface, so they're not similar to a toch, and therefore they were not goes there, even with the rabbanan. So this wraps up the second level of distinction, not just what's makabel tumah minatara, what's not makabel tumah minatara, but what the chumah goes there on, namely things that are wide that you can put things on, and things that are not wide you cannot put things on is totally tar. K'depirish b'kundris v'menoches, t'mehai taima t'meya. Tavla mesapeches midoraisa mandam misgarto lamatohaisa. So now Tosfos quotes Rashi Masechta Menachos, which we already said as the pshat in the first answer. At the first answer, the first approach, that why is it that the tavla mesapeches is tamim in the Torah according to Rabbi Yochanan, at least according to the mandam of the misgaris lamata, because it's wide, and therefore Rashi says that even on a Torah level, it's considered like a toch according to that part of the Gemara. So what Tosfos is now doing is taking that model of Rashi and saying that even if you reject that and say the only way to be makabel tumah in a Torah is to be misham she'adam and misham she'adam, but at least on a rabbinic level, something wide that is similar to a toch, the chamim will go zeron. And that's exactly the motivation Tosfos says for making a zera on the daf shel nachtomah. Tosfos concludes with the following somewhat cryptic comment: Ve'i hava motzi lemeimar daf shel nachtomin. Hava kitavla hamishameshes odom umishamshe odom kolshkein denichatfei. That if one could suggest that this daf shel nachtoimin of the bakers is similar to a tavla, to a tablet which both services a person and that which services a person, meaning kelim or oichlim. In other words, if the daf shel nachtoimin would not just be something that just services tashmishi adam, the food, the dough, but also the person himself, in which case it would be similar to the tavla, which according to the Toras Kohanim, the Tosfos mentioned, is tamei, because it does both functions, both services the adam and the mishamshi adam. So if the daf shel nachtoimin would be like the tavla, kol shekein denichat fei, then all the more so would everything be smooth in terms of contrasting it with all those five Gemaras that Tosfos quoted, that Pshutikli Eitz are totally Tor, and the Daf Shel Nachtoimim is Tameh. Tosfos continues, the Lo Damu L'Chol Hani, because then it wouldn't be similar to all those mentioned above, dafil mi derabanan tahorim, that even mi derabanan de tar and the daf shalaf taimim is tummy. What Tosas seems to be saying is that earlier he made a distinction that pshutik li'eitz are totally tahor when they're not rachav, when they're just like sticks, and when they're wide, so when they're able to put things on them, so then Chazal saw it to be matami at the Rabbanan. However, that din the Rabbanan is a new din the Rabbanan, not based on any kind of Torah concept. But if, on the other hand, we would suggest that the Daf Shel Nachtoman actually services a person as well, and not just Misham Shei Adam, but also the person himself, so then it would be very similar to what the Torah's Kohanim said about Tavla, and the Torah's Kohanim Kefi Pshuto said that that's Tamei Men HaTorah, part of the drusha of Kol Kliyetz. And earlier, Tos had a discussion whether that's a real drusha, so it's really Tamei Men HaTorah, or it's only an Asmachta. But we would have a solid basis to be Metamei, at least the Rabbanan, assuming that drusha is only an Asmachta, the Daf Shel Nachtoim. So that would be a more fundamental distinction between the Daf Shel Nachtoimin and those other utensils mentioned in the five Gemaras that Tos has quoted. But exactly what is Tosis saying in terms of his logical flow here? Because at first glance, this seems to contradict what he wrote above. Because Tosis, in this second answer, was exactly trying to distinguish between the Daf Shel Nachtoman and the Shulchan and the Mikdash, which Rabbi Yochanan generalized as a Tavla Misapeches, according to the Manda Omar, that the Misgeres was Lamata. That the Shulchan and the Mikdash, or generally the Tavla Misapeches, would be Tamim and HaTorah. And because it has the quality of Misham Shei Adam and Misham Shei Kelim, which is what Tosis was developing in the Torah's Kohanim. And the Daf Shel Nachtoimin was only Misham Shei Adam, meaning the Kelim or the Ochlim and not people, and therefore it's not Mekabel Tumah Min HaTorah. And therefore it's only Mekabel Tumah Derabbanan. That's the way Tosis was miyashev those two Gemaras, the apparent stira between the Tavla being Tami Men HaTorah and the Nachtom, which also seems to be something like a Tavla being Tami Derabbanan, and his distinction was that one is services Adam and Kalim, or Misham Shei Adam, or food, and the other only services Misham Shei Adam, the Kalim, or the food, and not the person. So how could Tosis now turn around and back out of all that and say, well, if we could say that a Daf Shel Nachtoman does both, so then everything would be even smoother. But isn't that exactly what Tosaf was not trying to say? So this difficulty is taken up by the Mefarshim, the Maram, the Marshal, and the Marsha, and the Pnei Yeshua. So just to mention one of the approaches, which is given by the Maram and the Marshal, both in the same way, with slightly different nuschot, slightly different phraseologies, as follows. That Tosaf is not, in reality, proposing that the Daf Shel Nachtoman actually services Adam, because it doesn't. It only services the dough. And the baker doesn't lean on it, etc. It doesn't eat at it. It's only the services the thing that Adam needs, the Kalim or the Ochlim. But what Tosis is saying is, theoretically, that the reality is that Daf Shel Nachtoman only services Misham Shei Adam. And in light of that, in order to distinguish between that and these five Gemaras that say that Pshuti Kliyetz are totally Tor, and the Daf Shel Nachtoman as a Tumah Derabanan, so we have to come up with some kind of approach based on the Rashi in Masechta Menachos, that at least on a rabbinic level, anything wide is somewhat like a toch, because it could hold things on top of it. That would be the best answer we can come up with. But if theoretically we would be able to say that a Daf Shel Nachtoman actually services Adam and Kalim and Misham Shei Adam or and Ochlim, so then, that would more smoothly answer the distinction between the Pshutei Kliyetz of those five Gemaras, which are totally Tahor, and the Daf Shel Nachtoimin, which is at least Tami Derabanan, because that's a more fundamental distinction that was already mentioned by the Torah's Kohanim. But in reality, we don't want to say that, first of all, factually, because it's not true, and also, I'm adding, because the whole context of what Torah is trying to develop based on that is the reason that Rabbi Yochanan proposed that a tavla misapeches is toim in a Torah, and the Gemara in Bava Basra tells us that the Daf Shel Nachtoman is only tamei derabanan, is precisely the distinction mentioned above, that the Shulchan of the tavla misapeches services both Adam and Misham Shei Adam, And the Daf Shalach Tomim only services one of them, namely the Meshamshi Adam, or in this case, the Ochlim. To briefly summarize this rather involved Tosfos, so we basically have three approaches as to how to put these rather complex Gemaras together. Sources that indicate that they are Pshutei Kliyeitz, at least to some of them, that are Tamei Min HaTorah. Sources that indicate that they're Tamei Derabanan, and sources that indicate that they're totally Tohar. So we had three approaches. We had the approach of Aveinu Tam, that basically there is no such thing as a Pshutei Kliyeitz that is Tamei Min HaTorah. And the Tavla Mesapeches that is discussed by the Gemara Menachos is actually talking about a case where it's an inverted toch, where the inside is on the bottom, and like such as in the case of the Shulchan, where the Rebbeinu Tam maintained that Mesgeres Lamata was actually attached to the Tavla, and therefore it is a fancy kind of toch, where even though as it stands now with the flat part on top, there is no toch, but if you flip it, there will be a toch. And that was the discussion of that becoming Tomei Min HaTorah. But an actual Pshutei Kliyeitz will never be Tomei Min HaTorah. Maximum, it's only Tamei Derabanan. And that's the Daf Shalach Tomim. And presumably Rebbeinu Tam would understand the Toras Kohanim as an Asmachta. Tosfos didn't like that Pshat of Rebbeinu Tam because of Akashav Mar Gemar. Tosfos himself proposes that indeed there are Pshutei Kliyeitz that are Tomei Min HaTorah. A simple pshat, a simple reading of Rabbi Yochanan of the Tavla Mesapeches. And within that, so Tosfos had two sub-answers. One pshat is that it's Tomei Min HaTorah because it's wide. That's what we suggested, that this Tosfos is going with the Rashi Menachos, who says that's a svara to make it Tomei Min HaTorah, something that Tosfos mentioned at the end. And that's explicit in the Tosfos and Menachos, that's the first approach of Tosfos. And that's Tomei Min HaTorah when it's wide. And the Gemara in Bava Basra that says that the Daf Shalach Tomim is only Tamei Derabanan is not going in accordance with Rabbi Yochanan for one reason or another, or it's going according to the approach that the Mesgeres was Lamala, and therefore there's no absolute proof in the Shulchan, and therefore it's only a Safik Tamei Min HaTorah, and the maximum, it's only Vadai Tamei Derabanan. That was the one sub-approach within that idea that there are certain Pshutei Kliyeitz that are Tamei Min HaTorah apply to those that are white. And the second approach was based on the Toras Kohanim, that there are pshutel case at the Tomei Min HaTorah, and that refers to things that are serviced both Odom and Mishamshi Odom, Odom and Kalim, or Odom and Ochlim. And that's the case of Tavla Mesapeches. Daf Shalach Tomim doesn't satisfy that criterion, and therefore is only Tomei Derabanan. And then at the end, Tosfos wraps up by pointing out that there are Kalim that are totally Tahar, that are not like the Daf Shalach Tomim, because at least the Daf Shalach Tomim is wide, and therefore that led the Chachamim to make a Tomei Derabanan on it as opposed to just six, which are totally Torah.